Welcome to Soundwaves, the audio blog by Dean Brenner of the Latimer Group, the experts in persuasive communication. In this edition of Soundwaves, Dean explains why it's important to be more than just a messenger the next time you speak or give a presentation in the workplace.
Hi, this is Dean Brenner, and welcome to Soundwaves. I want to talk to you about a mindset that my colleagues and I at the Latimer Group see all the time in our clients, and it's a mindset that we are going to strongly encourage you to stay away from. We think it's the wrong mindset. We think it's a mistake. And here's the mindset we're going to ask you to try and avoid. When you're communicating in the workplace, far too many people approach a presentation or a meeting that they've called or a conversation with a colleague as an opportunity to update that colleague, update colleagues in a presentation, share information, give a status report. And we think that having a mindset of being a messenger, which is essentially the mindset you're adopting when you're just providing information, when you're just giving a status report, we think the mindset of being a messenger is a flawed mindset. And here's why. Yes, it is true that we are always sharing information with our colleagues. So there is always a messenger component to what we do. But we think the better mindset is to go further than just being a messenger. We think the better mindset is to always think about where the persuasion is, where the possible persuasion is, because we believe that every time you communicate in the workplace, there is always some persuasion possible on some level. Right? And here's what we mean by that. If you're ever asking for anything, approval of a recommendation, approval of a strategy, maybe you're trying to sell something, maybe you're trying to get more resources, get your boss on board, whatever it is. That's obvious persuasion. You're trying to change the way people think or behave. Okay? We're all going to agree on that. And then there's plenty of times the skeptic might say, you know, Dean, there's plenty of times where I'm not asking for something. So where is the persuasion? And even if you're not asking for something directly, in 14 years of doing this and in listening to over 14 or listening to over thousands of presentations over those 14 years, I've never yet heard a presentation where there wasn't some element of persuasion. Because even if we're not asking for something, right, we're always trying to convince our colleagues that we're on top of things, that we're trustworthy, that we're on time, on schedule, on budget, that we're competent, that we're credible. And when you are giving a status report to your colleagues, very often the subtle goal is you're trying to convince people that you're on top of the project so that they will do what? So that they will leave you alone, so that they won't micromanage you, so they'll let you do your job. So in all the years we've been doing this, we've yet to see a situation where there wasn't either a direct ask where the persuasion is obvious, or perhaps an indirect ask. You're setting up an ask in the future. Or even when there is no ask, where it's not an opportunity to convince people that you're on top of it, that you deserve their trust, that you deserve their respect, that you're credible. I've yet to see a single opportunity, communication opportunity, where there wasn't persuasion available on one of those levels. So we think that if you go into an opportunity, a presentation, a meeting, a conversation, thinking only as a messenger, we think you're missing this critical mindset. And here's the difference. If my goal is to be a messenger and share information with you, I don't need to know anything about you. I can walk in, tell you what I need to tell you, walk out, one size fits all, every audience the same. As soon as the information is delivered, my value proposition is complete. But instead, if my goal is to persuade you or change your mind or convince you of something on some level, by definition, that means I now have to prepare differently. It means I have to know a little bit more about you. It means I have to have a more intimate knowledge of my goals and my message, who I'm trying to persuade, what will cause them to agree or disagree, which has far-reaching implications. It's a far better way of approaching your communication. So the point here today is don't fall into the trap of just being a messenger. It limits your value proposition. It leads you to bad preparation behaviors. Every single time you communicate in the workplace, it is an opportunity to build consensus, to change minds, to change behaviors. Even if you are only trying to build credibility, even if there is no ask, there is still an incredibly important persuasion opportunity available to you every single time. Hope this is helpful to you. This is Dean Brenner from the Latimer Group signing off, and until next time.
At the Latimer Group, our individual coaching and training services are highly customized and designed to help you achieve your specific goals. Typical engagements focus on developing skill sets in leadership communications, public speaking, and executive-level business presentations. To learn more, visit thelatimergroup.com.